Star 94. Star Report with Jen Hobby.
Everybody's buzzing about Eminem. He announced his new album called The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grace, which will be released this summer. A trailer for the album was revealed during the NFL draft.
Through his complex and oft-criticized tongue-twisting rhymes, the blonde anti-hero known as... has had no shortage of enemies.
He's not afraid. He's a psychopath.
The same rude lyrics and controversial antics may have ultimately led to his demise.
So who killed Slim Shady?
Join me as we recreate the events that led to the murder of Slim Shady.
I knew it was just a matter of time for Slim.
Oh. Eminem himself appeared at the draft alongside past and present members of his hometown, Detroit Lions. Up next, Billie Eilish, Green Day, and Sia are among over 250 music artists who just signed a bill to reform the ticketing system for live events. These musicians signed a letter in support of the Fans First Act, which aims to address all the flaws in the current ticketing system. The bill hopes to increase transparency in ticket sales, protect consumers from fake or overpriced tickets, and hold those who engage in illegal ticket sale practices to be held accountable. And finally, leave it to the Swifties. The London pub called The Black Dog has been at max capacity since Taylor Swift put a song about it on her new album.
So I watch as you walk into some bar called The Black Dog and pierce new holes in my heart. You forgot to turn it off.
The manager says, we're a local pub, so to get this worldwide attention has been crazy. And it's been so full, they've actually had to turn people away. Now, you're up to date. To keep up with the latest entertainment news, listen to the next Star Report coming up at 2:15.